The Syracuse City School District is asking for $10 million less than what it originally requested for the next fiscal year. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, this comes after New York State decided which additional aid requests from the district it would grant and which ones it would reject.
Transportation and technical education were two areas where the district was hoping to receive more funding. The district wanted $3 million to cover the 1,000 ninth grade students enrolled in career and technical training education, but the state said no. Syracuse Schools Superintendent Jaime Alisea says CTE has been instrumental in increasing graduation rates.
We will continue to include ninth graders in the program. We're not going to make changes in that. What we did as a district, we visited every line in the budget.
That means they had to reduce some contracts and new positions. Counselor Susan Boyle says what is most disappointing is the state's rejection of increased transportation funding to bus students 1 mile or more from school. Currently, the district transports students who live a mile and a half or more from school.
But we are going to continue to push for that. That's still a priority. I think we're going to take a different approach and try to work together to get that legislation changed for reimbursement for transportation of students who live 1 mile and further.
The Syracuse Common Council is expected to vote on the city and school district budget next week. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.